Today, we will read Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 24. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today. Lord, help us to understand more about who you are. Lord, change us, guide us, direct us, so that we can become more like you. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 24. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them two by two ahead of him to every town and place where he was about to go. He told them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. Go, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. Do not take a purse or bag or sandals, and do not greet anyone on the road. When you enter a house, first say, 'Peace to this house.' If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you. Stay there, eating and drinking whatever they give you, for the worker deserves his wages. Do not move around from house to house. When you enter a town and are welcomed, eat what is offered to you. Heal the sick who are there, and tell them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But when you enter a town and are not welcomed, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town we wipe from our feet as a warning to you. Yet be sure of this, the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, it will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me. But whoever rejects me rejects him who sent me." The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. All right. In today's reading, Jesus sends out 72 people. He sends them out in pairs and sends them out to go into the towns where he is about to go. They go ahead of him, preparing the way, preaching to the people, and encouraging the people to turn back to God. They encourage the people to follow God, to repent and turn from their sins, and to obey God. Now, as he sends them, he gives them specific instructions. At the beginning, he gives a verse that is beautiful, that challenges me, and this is my prayer. I pray this verse often. In Luke 10, verse 2, it says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." This challenges me, because what harvest is he talking about? Is he talking about going out and gathering grain, or fruit, or vegetables? No. He is talking about gathering souls for God's kingdom. He is talking about bringing people to Jesus. And it is true, the harvest is plentiful. There are people all around us who are longing for God. They are searching, trying to find him. Some of them understand and realize that they are searching for him. Others, they're searching for something, that there is something in their lives that is missing, but they don't know what it is. And so they are searching, longing, hungry for God. Those people are all around us. As I look at the people around me, and I think about them, and I think about the people that I interact with every day, I'm sad. And I think about how some of them, in fact, many of them, do not know Jesus. They don't know him. Some of those people have never heard the gospel. They have never heard about the hope that is in Jesus. And as I think about that, it breaks my heart and it makes me sad. And I think, Lord, how can they know you? How can they follow you if they have never heard? The harvest is plentiful. There are so many people that need to hear about Jesus. The problem is, the workers are few. There are not enough Christians who are going out and sharing the good news of Jesus. There are not enough believers who are sharing what God has done in their lives. And so people are not telling others about him. And that challenges me. Lord, make me one of those laborers. Make me one of those workers in your harvest field. Lord, help me to share your word with these people that you have put in my life that have never heard about who you are. Help me to share with them the truth of the hope that we have in you. And so he says, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. We are to pray that God would send out more workers and more people. And I think this begins with us, that he is calling and sending us. Jesus is saying this to people that he is sending out. And so it's not just people saying, okay, ask God to send other people. No, he is sending these people out to tell about him. He calls us, each of us, me, you. He calls us to go and share the truth and the gospel and the hope of Jesus with those around us. That is to be our life. We may have a job doing other things, but our passion should be sharing the love of Jesus Christ with those around us. And so, I pray that God would send out workers, knowing that one of those workers is me, that I am one of the ones that he will send to share his truth. And so I do pray that God would send out workers into the harvest field. But as we go, just as he warned them, I am sending you out like lambs among wolves. That it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be the easiest life for some. But God is with us. He is sending us. Some people will be like wolves, not wanting to listen, but wanting to destroy us. But God is our protector. God is our shield and our guide. And he is able to keep us safe, like a good shepherd. Now, for them, he told them, do not take a purse or bag or sandals. Don't rely on yourself. Rely on God. Now, there are other places in the Bible where he gives different instructions. And so these instructions are not necessarily for everyone. We would need to pray through what God asks each of us to do. But for this situation, they were to rely on God and depend on other people, that he was going to use other people to take care of them. I think in the same way, we need to always remember that ultimately it is God who takes care of us. That, yes, God provides us a job. God provides us a way to meet the needs of our family. But ultimately, it is God who meets our needs. And so we need to depend on him. Now, they are to go and go into different houses. And as they find a house that welcomes them, they're looking for people of peace, people who are open and receptive to God's word. And as they find someone, they stay there and they teach that person. And they work with that person, sharing Christ with that person. And that person then is a door into the rest of the community. They're not to try to go from house to house getting as much as they can, but instead finding the people of peace and working with them. Now, for the towns where they are welcome, they stay there, and they share, and they heal sick. But he warns them, there will be towns where you are not welcomed. There will be times when we share Jesus with others who don't really want to hear. They're not interested. But we can't let that stop us. Instead, okay, they're not interested. I'll wipe the dust of your town off my feet and move on, because there are others who will be interested. And so then he talks about different towns, and he talks about some, and pronounces kind of a curse, but says, oh, they are in such bad conditions, these towns, Chorazin and Bethsaida, that they have actually physically seen the work of Jesus and still did not believe. And for them, their future and what will happen to them in the judgment day, at the end of time, will be bad because they have seen it and they have heard. other towns, like this town called Syre and Sidon, they had been cursed by God because of their wickedness, their sin. But they had not seen Jesus. Those who have heard and seen, they are the ones who God will judge a little bit more severely. And so he sends out these 72, and they come back. And they are so excited and rejoicing at all that God has done. And God has worked through them and done great things. Jesus tells them that he's glad to see their excitement, but tells them, don't get excited over evil spirits submitting to you and being cast out. Instead, rejoice that your names are written in heaven, that their joy comes from their salvation, that they are in Christ. Finally, he talks about how all things have been given to him. That no one knows who the Son is except the Father. No one knows who the Father is except the Son and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. We have never seen God himself. We have never seen God the Father. He is a spirit. We cannot look at him. We cannot see him. But we can see Jesus. Jesus is God come in the flesh to live among us. And we can see him. And through him, we can know about who God is. We can know about what God does, what God wants from us. And so as we continue reading through the New Testament, the Bible, through the Gospels and seeing Jesus, remember, as we learn about Jesus, we are learning about God. And he is showing us who God is. As I look back at today, I think the thing that stands out for me most is going and praying for those around me who do not know Jesus. And so that is my challenge for you. Pray that God would send people to those that you know who do not know Jesus. But understand, you are one of the ones that God will send. God will send others as well, but it starts with you. Share Jesus with someone today. Lord, I pray that you would send more workers into your harvest fields. Lord, there are so many who don't know you, and if they never hear, they have no hope. If someone doesn't tell them, they are lost for all eternity. So God, send us. Give us the courage, the strength, the boldness to share you with those that you have put in our lives. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.